Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth. This is where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversation. As always, I just can't help myself. Thank you, BBS Radio. I am just so honored. We're honored to be on this platform. And thank you so much for creating it and making it available to us to play with. It's just amazing. Thank you everyone for joining us here. Hey Beth. Hey, what's up? What's going on in your playground today? I hear you might have a little weather event today.
We did have a fun weather event this morning. We had a big hailstorm, not huge hail, but there was some drama. It was dramatic for a while and everything got covered what looked like a big blanket of snow. And now it's quieted down again, and I'm just so happy to be here.
You doing good? Your week's been
I'm
good.
good.
I know you've been a
It's been,
busy bean.
rocking and rolling. I have super inspiring work, and as all of us are, there's always also just the intensity of all the changes and expansion. So we're all being put through our paces, and it's an amazing time to be alive, and I'm so happy to have the systems of support that I have for all
Yeah.
this amazing creation we're bringing forward. How about
It
you?
really, it's it really is amazing. I just echo what you're saying about it's just so crazy cool to be alive right now and going through this shift, this energetic shift. And I'm really feeling the strong energetics of the planet right now, just as of late. I experienced another sun rainbow halo this week. So
Oh.
special, so special. And I'm really having fun just noticing all the ways nature is communicating with me. And I guess one last thing is I synchronistically stepped into a, I guess it's like a large community project here. And I'm really excited about it because it weaves just perfectly in with one of the projects I submitted to PRQ that I'm very passionate about. So that's I'm over the moon. So life is good. Life is exciting. I'm having so much fun playing, so much fun. So, excuse me. Okay. So on that note, we're going to have so much fun today because I know we're both inspired to continue the conversation we had on our last show. And just explore how we can know the difference between the voice in our head and the voice of our spirit. So how would you like to start that conversation, Beth?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Kelly, well, everyone, this is the crux of everything. Because once we learn about what consciousness really is, we're there. And it's also, so it's simple and yet not easy because of the ways we've been conditioned to believe in the reality that has been created here from mind energy. So that's why every day is exciting, an exciting adventure, and also just continuing to hold challenges and opportunities to keep learning. So what I was intrigued by, we were both like, was just spontaneous. We're just excited to continue the conversation from last week because it really is so important just to recognize, learn to recognize the voice of our spirit, which is more subtle than the voice in our head. And I was inspired. And then I just kept being not necessarily frustrated, but a little bit like, why is this so hard? Why is it so hard? And why is so much effort have to going in to describe this? And that's really the crux of it, is that everything's been designed to keep us from recognizing our consciousness. So the English language was specifically created so we wouldn't be able to talk about consciousness, because all the words are reversals that take us back into our head. So I was recognizing that and holding space. So I'm just going to tell a little bit of a story about what led into this, because I feel that it's important. Led into today's show is that, so I was just asking my spirit, feeling inspired as I do, for just show me what I need to know, and a way to focus on the inspiration of this conversation in practical ways. And then 2 days ago, I had a couple nights ago, I had this strong experience of contrast. So I'm going to share this. So the first, there were two experiences that clearly show the difference of the world we're living in right now. So a friend recently asked if I had gone to see, I'm not going to say his name, but you can track it down if you want to. If I've gone to see the talk by this very famous author who's just written a book about consciousness. And I asked her a couple questions. Well, I just said, "Oh, did he talk about the difference between the mind and the heart?" And she said, "No." So right there is a little bit of a clue. So anyway, I happened to see that he was doing an interview on a podcast that has wide distribution. So I was curious, and I listened to the first few minutes, and it was such a perfect synopsis of the psyop that we live in. Because his book explains what consciousness is, who has it, and why, and that it's all about the mental operations of how we learn how to think. That's his entire, this huge research project he's been doing and wrote about, is all the ways we learn how to think. And the reason it's significant is because he's a lead person who people go to for new information. So he was just talking about in this conversation about our thoughts create our reality. We just have to learn how to think better. And oh, and by the way, there is no self. The more
Oh,
we
good.
learn
That's
how to think
amazing.
better, the more we lose the illusion of having a self.
Wow.
So anyway, I was a little bit blown away by, and then I realized, oh, this is just it. This is the psyop that's pushing back on us getting our light. So it's actually good news because they're working really hard to keep us trapped. So that was one experience, and then the contrasting series. So that was when I was soaking it night before I went to bed. I listened to that for a few minutes, and then first thing in the morning, I found a post by one of my favorite people called Stormwriter, and his Patreon channel is News Channel 17. He's often quoted on for the people.space, and I love listening to his messages. And this message in the morning was this beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt encouragement that we are literally about our consciousness and reminding us that we have access to the most powerful light that creates worlds, and that our consciousness, we recognize when we're in our hearts because we experience that those feelings of harmony and creative life force, that it's generative and filled with perfect peace. So to me, that was just the extremity of how, like, both statements so well articulated is a perfect example of the two timelines that are competing right now for the future of this planet. So that just brought me back into, yeah, let's just help each other remember that we hold the light, it's in our hearts. And once we really know this, it is game over. Everything comes down to the power of our consciousness. So.
That's amazing. I did listen to that podcast that you sent me. It was beautiful, just beautiful. But it's kind of a cautionary tale, really, to be careful who you're tracking, right?
Yeah,
And it
yes.
go into your heart, folks. Go into your heart. Don't track it with your mind, because that's the game. Yeah, that's the agenda here, to fool us. But aren't we fortunate to be able to see through that agenda and to know the
Yes.
game? We know that we're spirits, and that all we have to do is be in our hearts. That's it. Just be in your heart, and you can discern this dualistic experience that we're in. You can discern if you go into your heart, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. And the contrast is it also the other thing I'm feeling, as I'm feeling how extreme those two experiences were back to back in the synchronicity I asked for, was that the two timelines are really extreme now too. There's a beautiful post recently called Timelines and Time Travelers, was the part one and part two on For the People.Space from early March. And she does a beautiful job. I always like to go to the big picture inspiration because there are challenges to being here right now. Our bodies are tired because we're going through a lot of change. In her post, she talked about how we are here from the future. Those of us who resonate and know our light are here from the future to create this timeline of light and participate in this timeline of light and rectify what some people call the great wrong, which was a timeline of dark that took down this planet. And we came from the future to bring the new timeline in, and that new timeline is successful. The light has won. And however, it's those of us in bodies here who need to make the choice of inhabiting it, because it's our consciousness. Source will never intervene. It's our consciousness and our choice if we're go going to be in our hearts and how much light we can bring in. And I will just say that right now, this huge, beautiful snowstorm just started. All these beautiful, huge flakes of snow are dropping, which doesn't happen very often in Seattle. It's really pretty.
Oh,
So the
wow.
beauty and grace is here, and it's our choice to choose it.
Right. And
And that's
it's
where we
a
are. The crux is choosing.
choosing. I love that. Yes, it's a choice and it's a felt sense versus mind energy. And yeah, beautifully said. Thank you for sharing the juxtaposition between the two. The polarity between it, because I think that's super important for folks to know. It's still going on. It's getting less and less. We're moving out of it, but we still have to be aware of it and make choices. So perfect. Do you want to did you want to say anything else about that?
I will say the challenge of this is once I drop into it, it's hard to talk. I actually had to do some command language right before the show. I command my spirit to increase my ability to interpret and express what my heart knows is true, because once I feel it, I just want to be in it. So my expression right now is just to sit here and feel the beauty of it. And so I'm going to drop back into the inspiration to interpret and express what my heart knows is true. Because we do, it is inspiring to communicate with each other, right? Tell
It
our
is
stories.
inspiring, and it's also inspiring for me to help others see what's up, to know
Yeah.
what's going on, and that's what inspires me to do this show. It's both, really, right?
Yes.
Helping people know who they really are and to show what got us where we are. So, yeah, but it's hard to straddle sometimes. I get it. Yeah, do you want to kind of just summarize a little bit about, we kind of pulled some of
Sure.
the favorite topics of last week. Do you want to summarize
Yes.
those?
Yes. So, this big piece of straddling the two worlds and learning how to live in our hearts and still own our bodies and navigate our bodies that are also have these really overdeveloped nervous systems and brains. So if people are interested in hearing more, you can go to last week's show about recognizing the inner voice. But just key touchstones we talked about, and then you can add what you want to. But the first thing is to recognize that the voice that we hear in our head is part of our nervous system. And this whole inspiration started because we were talking to each other, and he said, "What is that voice in my head? Who is that?" And how is
No, it
it
was
connected
a
to my spirit, right?
when I'm commanding, who the heck am I talking to? Yeah.
Right.
So I
So,
get it now.
yeah. So we have this voice in our head that's part of our nervous system. And the voice itself doesn't signify who's talking because that voice could be our thoughts. It could be us receiving someone else's thoughts. It could be entities or emotional bodies that are housed inside of us. It could be direct interference from aliens and beings who are impersonating ascended masters or ancestors, or it can even be technology that has been designed to actually send direct messages into our head, a broadcasting system. It could be any of those things. So the most important recognition is when we hear a voice that sounds like ourself, we don't know who's speaking. And we just first recognize, oh, it's a thought. And then if we drop into our heart, our spirits don't think. So if we drop into our heart, then we can start that process of feeling into what there, if there is anything there. But first, we just have to drop in our heart and see what matters and what's real in the moment. So that first thing is recognizing what the speaking voice in our head actually is. Our spirits don't speak out loud, and neither do beings of light. They communicate through our hearts, which isn't in words, right?
And they don't think either, spirits.
And they don't think exactly. So when I'm thinking, that was a big habit for me because I do ruminate on things and think, and it's been like kind of a pretty exciting habit to catch myself when I'm thinking. And the motivation was, oh, when I'm thinking, my spirit's not here. Oh, okay, drop down, move in. So did you have anything you want to add to that piece?
Yeah, I really
Anything
like
else?
the I feel my experience has been in when you say catch yourself, you catch yourself because it's a thought, and now I know the thoughts. I can
Yeah.
they're right, like they're so obvious now, thoughts, because I know what it's like to not think. So you catch yourself, and that's therein lies the opportunity to build the muscle of going in, dropping down and going into your heart, and just coming from pure consciousness and
Yes.
knowingness. And yeah, so it's a process, folks, but it's just like the gym. You got to go build the muscle. Yeah,
Yeah,
thank you.
it's a habit. It's a
It's
habit.
a habit. Yeah.
Another piece we talked about, we explored last week that I really like also, and that I enjoy playing with other people is to recognize the superpower that we do have in these amazing brains, because it is part of our hardwiring that we have these, what Q would call psionic abilities, to transmit and receive and record. And it's important and that our intuition is tied, is connected. Our intuitive perceptions, our perceptions are connected to those psionic and psychic abilities. So just to recognize we have them. We're not rejecting them. We just need to learn how to use them. So by learning how to think from our hearts. So we're not abandoning our brains. We're just using them to learn how to think from our hearts, meaning sort and organize based on what our heart wants to express and experience.
Beautiful. I was inspired to I pulled up Max Spear's article for the People.Space mid-May of 2022, Secret Soldier Max Spear's, and I went right to this part where he's talking about the signals from the outer world connecting with our nervous system. Can I read that real quick?
Yes, please.
He said, quote, "Your brain on a 3D level constructs your reality. Everything around you is a construct of the way you feel about yourself. Why is something blue, red, or green? It's literally all a construct of your 3D brain, because there literally is no such thing as red, blue, or green in the quote universe. There is only resonance and frequencies of which humans call electromagnetism. And I'll end with this. Inside of us, these signals from the outside world are connecting us, quote, controlling us, letting us see, hear, and feel. But all these actually are signals inside our nervous system that are telling us what we're seeing, hearing, and feeling. Does that resonate with you?
That's beautiful. And that also is such a great reminder about the three parts of ourself, that one of the three parts of ourself are our spirit and our consciousness, and then source light. I mean, I'm sorry, our physical body. The third thing is our physical body. So we do have these abilities that are part of the intelligence of nature, the wisdom of nature here. And the more we use them from our heart, in the present moment, the more we can explore this world through our bodies, right?
Yeah, I kind of had an experience with that recently. Do you want me to
Yeah,
can I
go
share?
ahead, please.
Yeah, just experiencing the communication with spirit through nature. So lately it's been owls and eagles for some reason. Owls and eagles. And I live on a gravel drive, and I was driving out. It was like pre-dawn. It was pre-dawn, so the sun wasn't even up, but it was just light enough to where I saw an owl fly in and land on a branch just as I'm pulling out very slowly. And I stopped. I just stopped and I sat and I interacted with it just for a moment. And when I say interact, I just felt it. And it, for me, so it was just a nod to my inner work, a spirit communicating with me about, keep going, atta girl, keep going, growing your light body, connecting with your spirit. And it was just a beautiful touch, soft, loving touch. And I felt it. And then I just slowly started driving away. And it got off the branch and flew right in front of my car and flew off. It was just magical. So that's nature speaking, and it's nature's comms, I call it. I loved it. It was so special.
Thank you. That is such a great example of that capacity, that the knowingness, and how we receive energetics through that kind of transmission, right? You can still feel it. I could feel it as you were describing it.
Yeah, it's amazing. So once you get to that feeling, that felt sense, that's, if we could all get there, that's where it's game over. That's it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about around
Well,
the, did you summarize?
the place we ended last week is similar, is like is leading into what you were just speaking of, was the significance of that choice point of moving within and feeling, and how and why it takes courage. And why it even is so hard and can be, especially when it's new, to make that leap from the head and the heart. Because we have to be willing to leave the security of the past and the security of mind energy. Osho, one of my favorite recent passages I found from Osho was where he was talking about how the greatest adventure of life is in the present moment. But most people, if we're in our heads, we think we're present and we're not even present. The only way to be present is to totally move into our heart and let go of all the securities and attachings and just be fully available in the moment. And that's where the lusciousness of life lives. So the recognition that it takes courage,
Yeah.
to
Can
keep
I say
showing
something?
up, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, Osho in his book Tarot and the Spirit of Zen said that there has been a great misunderstanding between life and time. Time is thought to consist of three tenses: past, present, future, which is wrong. Time consists only of past and future. It is life that consists of the present. Isn't that beautiful?
That's the
Yeah,
quote.
beautiful. I know. I was like, I ran over to get that book. I loved it.
Having it. Thank
So good.
you. Yes. So, how we learn to let our heart, how we learn to let our heart lead, and the courage to choose where we put our focus. That's our PowerPoint of choosing the timeline of the new earth that we're creating in this moment. Simply happens by choosing to choose the moment and to choose our heart, and then to grow our light, right?
Yeah, and just do what you prefer in every moment. Just do what you prefer. That's living from your heart. There is no
There's
past,
a
there is no future.
right. You pulled a quote from we were talking about the new one of the new posts, Energy into Matter, about the power of the heart, that all
Yeah.
possibility, how ascension and all possibilities exist
Right.
through heart consciousness. Do you want to, would you like to read that?
Yeah, so yeah, for the people dot space, the post is called Energy into Matter, and it's was from the it was posted on March 10th of 26. So the quote is, "The heart holds the spirit, which powers our consciousness. When we rely on heart consciousness, our knowledge is infinite. When we rely on the mind, our information is extremely limited. To advance spiritually, we must begin to rely on the heart slash spirit and allow the mind to work as its valet, attending to tasks that support the spirit." End quote. So
So
beautiful.
perfect about
Thank you,
learning how to
Asha.
think from our hearts.
Yeah.
I was inspired while I was sitting this morning, just right before the show. I was just inspired to pull that post up and read it because it's so beautiful. So what I loved was another passage that's next to that passage. So I'm going to read it because
Yeah,
it
go for it.
has to do with the power of our light connecting in our bodies to the body of the earth. The heart creates the strongest rhythmic, magnetic, electric field in the body, flowing approximately 33 feet outward when at full strength with vitality. This field is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain's magnetic field.
Wow.
Just so, just like for us to feel, we just, that's why the PSYOP is to keep us from knowing our power.
Right?
Our hearts are 5,000 more time, more powerful, 5,000 times more powerful than what our brain can create. So it goes on, it's not electricity that brings us power. It's this magnetic electric energy of the heart. The earth also is a magnetic bell, and so is the human body. Both the human heart and the earth generate rhythmic, magnetic, electric fields that interact. Humans and all life on this planet were originally harmonically synchronized with the heartbeat of the earth.
That is so, I'm just
I
getting chills. So beautiful.
know. I know.
Wow.
This is the power. That's why it's so simple. Like when we drop in and feel it, this is how, when I can feel this, this is how I know that we're going to make it. I just know it to the core of my being because this is, it's already here now.
Yeah.
And we feel it.
Right. Well, I want to go back to your comment about how it takes courage to be in the present moment, because there can be it can be there's discomfort in learning the truth, right? There can be some feelings of vulnerability and confusion. It's there's comfort there, and it's scary to fly solo and step out and be your authentic self and leave that known secure feeling. It's almost like jumping off a cliff, right, into the unknown. But I know that it's uncomfortable at first, but it's then that becomes the shoe we remember we have, that we put back on are like, oh yes,
Yeah.
these shoes are more comfortable. I why was I wearing that, those old clunky shoes? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When I was first learning about my intuition and what it really is as like true intuition, not mind energy, the person who was coaching me said, recognize mind energy as something that's really solid. And then when she said it, I saw like all these like metal pipes and really solid things. Like that's like the really like I don't things that feel really tangible and solid. And then she said, now feel your heart. And it's like water flowing. That's the voice of your heart. And
That's
so
so
it's easy to
true.
mistake that concrete, solid feeling for that well-worn, soft, comforting blanket. That's what our true intuition is.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that. That you brought me right back. Thank you. But it takes faith, right?
It takes faith, yes. We were just talking about that word this week and how faith can be. Our friend Cowboy was saying, I was asking him, and he said, faith, he likes to imagine faith as a verb. The faith of our spirit is a verb, it's an act, it's an felt experience in the moment. The trust, it's like I love the tarot, and it's the Fool card, which is the beginning of everything. It's the this beautiful creature, ourselves, stepping off a cliff with wings out, arms outstretched, ready to fly. It's this knowingness that the moment holds everything. That's faith. And then the mental faith is a noun, is a thing. That's something we hold on to. That's a belief system or something we've been taught for security. So living from the faith of trust in the moment and trust in our spirits and trust in ourselves.
And
Do
it
you have
takes
any?
courage.
It takes courage. Yeah, it takes courage.
Yeah, well, I know you have a really beautiful quote from Osho again that explains kind of the difference, the mind to heart, the feeling is the bridge. You want to share that?
Yes, it's this big leap. Like it's a lot to step off a cliff. It's a lot. And so it is the beginning of everything, but we're not always in that moment where we're ready to take the step off the cliff and know that we can fly. So he would teach when people were his students were asking him, how do we do this? How do we learn? His whole work was about helping people get to their hearts. And so he would say, how can we tell the difference of our mind and our heart? And he would say, these are the three words: thinking, feeling, and being. From thinking, nobody has ever been able to reach being, which is our goal. Our goal is to be. From thinking, nobody has ever been able to reach being. Nobody can bypass feeling. Feeling is the bridge. The first step from thinking, the first step to being is from thinking to feeling. And the second step is from feeling to being. And in two steps, the whole journey is complete. So
So
feeling is the
simple.
bridge.
It's so simple.
It was so simple, right? Oh my gosh. So the first thing of just like you were talking a little while, you were talking a little a few minutes ago about that the ability to just slow down and start to pay attention and be aware of where our awareness is and how that develops the feeling of feeling, where am I right now? What is my experience right now? And
Yeah.
what does it mean to take those leaps of faith? Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, Q would say the longer way is the faster way, or slower is faster. It's not easy to notice what our bodies are feeling and telling us in this multitasking, instant gratification, microwave society we live in. So, the question then becomes how do we slow down? So, back to our last show, the theme was learn to be still. And for me, it's to enjoy the silence. You can use the word meditation, and that's has different connotations, but it's to me, it's just to be with me in silence, spending time with your true self with no distractions. So, I learned that because it was a major choice point. It was a courageous thing that I did. I would say, if I'm going to put time to it, about 5 years ago, when I left a well-known, comfy little life I had since birth, I just uprooted myself to a new town and a rural lifestyle. And what was most important to me, that what became the most important thing to me, was getting to know me, because I was lost. I completely lost sense of who I was. So I was just. It was essential for making being with just myself my number one priority. So growing my light body, learning what I'm passionate about. And I'm just going to share, the things that it takes for me to do that, to be in that state is, well, clean living, clean eating, functional movement, all that, but minimal tech, minimal devices, nature. I love hiking and floating the river and gardening, et cetera, et cetera. And just being in loving and nourishing relationships. And again, doing only what I prefer when I prefer it. So that's when my conscious awareness, my knowingness started to grow exponentially. And it started to become noticeable and observable. So I just share that because the slowing down piece was essential for me, slowing down and just getting to know myself. And I want to say, I know firsthand how slowing down to observe yourself, making choices from a, like a more consciously aware perspective, it's a process. So I'm not simplifying and just say, just do that. It's a process. So I want to share, if you'd like some practical help with that in real time, we've included a self-guided handout called SOAR on our program page at bbsradio.com/thetruthproject. So we hope you'll find that helpful. So when we slow down and we get back to basics, that's when we can discern and feel the difference. And we keep saying it's simple, but it's not easy. Right? It's not easy, but what would you say? How would you add to
Well,
that?
thank you. It's beautiful. And how I would add is going back to the point earlier is that of the present moment is it's not a projection that everything is going to fall apart when we slow down. It's
Right.
the choice point in the moment of what does my spirit want to do in this moment and learning to pay attention because anything could happen. And it's the moment of creation and asking spirit what I need in the moment. Sometimes it's a drink of water, sometimes it's to go outside. And when I'm having a like a focused work session or something, and all of a sudden I realize, oh, I'm feeling a little resistance. The slowing down then opens to a choice point in the moment, and my choice point is not in my head of what is next on my to-do list. It's to drop in to my spirit and my body and say, what do we want to do right now? So it's learning how to live in a non-linear way, which means that every moment there's a new choice point every moment. And when we build that muscle, sometimes we learn that our spirit wants to do something completely different. And
Right.
sometimes we learn, oh my gosh, my spirit actually loves this adventure. I just need to get out of my head and get out of my resistance and do this adventure of whatever it is. So it's
That's where the
really
fun starts.
exactly. So it's just asking with authentic curiosity in the moment and learning to listen, and then things unfold and the creation is not a linear thing, and it's amazing how the adventure unfolds, and we can never know.
Right. Well, because it's all endless, endless, endless possibilities. Yeah, it's not linear. Yes.
So
Beautiful.
it's all about getting in our body, slowing down, getting in body, and having the courage to make change. Like, that's what is so important about what you were sharing, is you also had the muscle to, when you were guided to make big changes, to do it.
Right.
And so that also happens.
Right. Yeah, there's typically an impetus behind it. I didn't really know my spirit then, but I just knew I had to. I knew I had to. It was a choice point, but to me the choice was, I gotta go. In order to be well, I gotta go. Yeah. So there's a few ways we could go here. How would you like to continue? I know we could talk about what it feels like to inhabit the body, why it's so hard, how we can learn to listen to the voice of the body. Where do you want to go now?
Well, there is this piece about that I've just learned a lot from. Not only my own experience of my own body and supporting my body, the people I work with, clients, students in classes and things, is the challenges of actually getting our light into our body, inhabiting our body, and learning how to experience what our body needs. And the lower half of our body can hold density. So I just want to encourage people, if it feels hard, if it's not easy for you, to use command language and use your breath. And I command my spirit, once you're in your heart, then I command my spirit to bring all of me into me. I command my spirit to connect fully with the wisdom of my body, all the way down to the soles of my feet. And if it's not easy for you to feel the soles of your feet. And some people I know didn't even know that that was something that they could experience, because they just only have their awareness around their chest and in their head, you know? So just to
Right.
even have that point of attention, of learning to love your body and work with your body and play with your body and listen to your body and the voice of your body to, get more and more and more light in. That's what ascension means. That's why it's so important, because ascension means getting our spirits into our physical bodies,
Yeah.
onto this planet where we incarnated. So
Right.
that is a piece that I always just like to encourage people to pay attention to. Wiggle your toes, like, even if you're listening right now, wiggle your toes, take a breath, and just bring your awareness all the way, all the way, all the way down to the bottom of your feet, and just feel that amazing, what the quote we just read, that amazing electromagnetic connection of your heart, the incredible field of consciousness of your heart, that electromagnetic field connecting with the electromagnetic field of the earth. And feel the love. That's love. Feel the love between the two fields. And that will help you. That will help to continue to clear density and bring more light into your body. So I did want to offer that today. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, well, my feet are just buzzing right now. It's very cool. You talk about the wisdom of the body. So maybe, I know we're coming up to the quick here, but what do you mean by that? How can we learn to listen to the voice of our body? I know, like, the consciousness, the awareness, the knowingness, and I know it's a process. Yeah, how would you? I always say to I say to myself, I don't tell myself I know something until it's a felt sense. So I don't know until I know. That's what I tell myself. So how would you? That's a
Well,
lot of
there's
words.
that just common. I know you and I both use the, like, that gut sense of feeling. Like, that's when I'm encouraging people to connect their spirit with their body. Even just put your hands on your abdomen and just start to feel. And yeah, so it's the gut sense of knowingness, slowing down. Speak out loud when you want to talk to your body. Speak out loud and pay attention and feel and listen. You may be
You got to be in the
neutral.
present. Got to be in the present.
Yes, you have to be in the present moment and pay attention and listen. And it's a much longer conversation. We will
Yeah.
talk. This leads into talking about what dowsing is, which is just some techniques that we can learn to connect our consciousness with the wisdom of our body so we can learn to listen better. But even just simple things of like practicing when you're shopping for groceries, and you feel like a craving for something, to slow down and take a breath, and then I ask my body, do I want this? And I really take a breath and ask my body. I stay neutral. If I'm shopping for vegetables, I ask my body, and my spirit to choose the vegetables with the highest vibration. So there's like very practical ways to practice listening to our body through the activities that we do every day.
I love that. And I'm gonna plug something on behalf of you, because I know you wouldn't. You have a beautiful dowsing class. You have dowsing events that you have. You can go to your website. Go to the website,
Yes.
thealchemyschool.com. Check out her dowsing classes available. And I know you give a 10% discount to subscribers to this show. So
Yes.
please
And
go
right
there.
now, the dowsing, if you're interested, right now I don't have a online dowsing class posted. It's an in-person classes this spring, and I'd love to offer dowsing on over Zoom too. I can totally do that. So if you're interested and you're not local, just let me know.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm passionate about dowsing as a way just to learn how to talk to our body. So thanks, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes, and oh, we're almost out. We're almost
I
at
know.
the end. There was this other
I
special thing
know. I
about
know.
feeling.
Yeah.
Can we do you feel there's time, or should we save it for next time to talk about the feeling response with command language habits?
Yeah, I'll
Can
just
we do
share it real quick because we
that? Okay.
talked about it. Command language. Maybe I got a little big for my britches for a moment there because I kind of shortened up the command and took out I command my I instead of saying I command my spirit, yada yada yada, I went to I now increase my life force energy or something like that. And I
Yes.
noticed that the felt sense got different. Like I did it for a little while, and I noticed I didn't get the feedback that I had before when I commanded my spirit with authority. So, yeah, that's the gut sense of listening to your body and knowing. I went, okay, I backed the train up, and I went, okay, I'm going to go back to the basics again, and now I'm back on track. So, if that's what you were referring to.
Yes, it's such a great example because everything that becomes a habit, if we're not present in the moment, then we're like just projecting, or we're doing things by rote, and then we're not in our heart. So this habit of building attention to how we feel continually gives us feedback of whether something's working or not. And so I just love that practical example. So with command language, I command my spirit, and then I don't go further until I feel my spirit. I don't jump to the outcome of what I'm going to. I command my spirit. I command my spirit. Feel my spirit. Then move all my thoughts from my head to my heart. So it's just that feeling response that is the superpower of everything we do. It's bringing us back in the moment, and it's helping our body also be the resonator for us.
Roger
Roger that.
that. Do you want to just do some final encouragement around this?
The final encouragement I have today that I'm feeling is the importance of us loving our bodies. Our bodies, our physical bodies are working so hard. My physical body is my source of some of my current focuses of loving attention, and all of us are working hard. Love our bodies, love our spirits, call your spirit in, encourage your spirit, give your spirit something to do. Give your spirit a reason to be here, and know that the power of our light is real. The power of our light is real. What would you say, Callie?
Yeah, that's yes, all the above. The body is so special. There's a reason why you chose this, your vessel. So love on it, and give it all good things. Give it just so much
Yes.
love. Yeah, it's so precious. And the more you do that, the more your bo light body wants to come and play. Yeah. Anything else that you want to share?
Well, for listeners, if you're curious about how this work, how playing with some of Osho's tools of going within, how you can play with that directly with your spirit, I'm offering a special online tarot class that starts next Sunday. And there are a couple spots still left, so you can connect with that at thealchemyschool.com. And it would be super fun to have you there. And as Kelly said, subscribers get 10% discount. And you can also reach out to me anytime if you're curious about sessions and tools and or just conversations through the contact form on my website or through our email address. What is it?
Yeah.
Contact at Truth Project.
Contact at truthproject.space.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of disclosure and revelations coming out. So
Oh,
just be kind to yourself. Just the whole thing is slow down. Don't get caught up in it. It's all done. We're watching a movie. And just know that the light is here and it's growing, and we did it. We're just moving through it, gang. We're just moving through it.
and watching a movie means that there is an orchestrated movement playing out. It's not that it's not real, but that
Right.
it's orchestrated to support consciousness. There's this incredibly elaborate, long, beautiful game being played here to support the awakening of humanity. That's what's happening. And the more we focus in our own lane on boots on the ground, to whatever shows up for us, the more we are participating in the
Right.
expansion and healing of our world.
The more we grow our light in our body, the more the light grows in the world, in our
Yes.
geography, in our little place that we live, around the people that we love. Yeah, it's so great. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really love to hear from listeners. We really do. And we were just chatting about how we'd love to know how you, listener, dear listener, feel your knowingness. We want examples. So what's your experience in this process of knowing yourself and growing your light and your awareness, your consciousness? So if inspired, and just know that sharing your experience helps all of us, all of us. So if inspired, again, please email us at contact at truthproject.space. So I think, yeah, we're gonna need to close it out here. Thank you, Beth. Thank you,
Thank
thank
you,
you, thank
Kelly.
you.
Yeah.
I'm so
Oh, I have
grateful.
one. We're excited actually to launch a special topic next week, which is
Oh yeah.
how to access healing energies in practical ways through the Creation Lightship technology,
Yeah.
which we've been
Yeah.
using a lot. So if you're curious about that, tune in next in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because a big step in the process of being able to feel the information, like you said, is love your body. But sometimes to feel that inner knowingness, to feel the body, to feel that wisdom is to overcome the limitations.
Yes.
And to just be free of some of the harmful energy patterns and blockages, or even like chronic diseases. So, yeah, in 2 weeks, on March 27th at 12 p.m., we're going to talk about the Creation Light Ship and how to get started using its powerful healing technologies. And Beth, since you know the technology extremely well, would you like to share how you're willing to help folks with the Creation Light Ship? It's creationlightship.com.
Oh, sure. If you're excited at the beginning, like right away before the show in 2 weeks, just reach out to me through the show email or my contact form on the website, and we can have a discovery call and get you started. So, yes, just request a discovery call.
Yay. So contact at truthproject.space and creationlightship.com. We encourage you to go check out that website before our next show, because it's going to be a fun conversation. So it
Yes.
looks like we're getting the gap, and we want to thank everyone, BBS Radio. Again, thank you for being awesome. You're the awesomest. And Beth, I love you so much. And remember, gang, the light of truth shines within. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful day, everyone.